A body lay not far from the doors. Long dark hair, a flowing summer dress. Probably a teacher. Closer in, Rainey saw two more shapes, smaller, motionless, not adults. Cunningham made a hiccuping sound. Rainey turned away. "Already looked," Walt said tightly from the floor. "You shouldn't even be in here." "They're kids, Rainey. Just kids. We had to." Rainey didn't bother with any more chastising. Walt was a former Army medic and an experienced volunteer EMT. He knew the considerations, and what was done was done. She turned her attention to the custodian. Bradley was an older man. His gray hair bristly, his brown pants and blue chambray shirt well worn. He wore a modest gold watch, the kind you might get as reward for 20 years of service. And he had been shot high in the chest. Blood relentlessly seeped through the white gauze bandages.
"Others?"
the janitor whispered.
"Everyone's fine, Bradley," Walt answered crisply. "Just gotta worry about your miserable hide. What are you doing getting yourself shot like that?"
Walt slipped an IV needle into Bradley's arm, trying to get fluids into the man as his own drained out. "You're doing great," Rainey reassured the janitor, kneeling down beside his head and giving him a smile. "So what happened here, Bradley?"
"Got shot."
"No kidding." She forced a chuckle, as if they were sharing a small story over lunch. "See who did it?"
"Came around the corner."
She nodded supportively. Bradley's skin was turning blue. He was going cyanotic. Then would come hypovolemic shock from blood loss, followed by unconsciousness. If the bleeding still didn't stop, he would die. Walt and Emery were working furiously, but bandage after bandage continued to turn red.
"Heard shots," Bradley gasped. "Wanted to help."
"You're a brave man, Bradley." He grimaced.
"Came around. Boom. Never saw."
"What hit you?"
"Yeah."
His breath escaped as a hiss.
"Toward a Nam. Funny. Thought it'd be there."